It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Mike Arnold, filling in today for Veronica Rickard. Coming up, you probably have several holiday feasts planned with friends and family over the next few weeks. We'll talk to a food writer about how important shared meals are to the human experience.
First, a state audit released last week looks into how mental health services, especially emergency mental health services, are delivered in Milwaukee County. It recommends some pretty big changes.
The focus is on Milwaukee County's emergency psychiatric care, something that the audit finds is not only costly, but it is not serving patients very well at all. So where do things go from here?
Joining us now to talk about that audit and possible changes coming to Milwaukee County's health services, we have Meg Kissinger. She's an investigative reporter for health and welfare at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She's been following this issue for quite a while now. Meg, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, why did this audit come about?
Well, this was attached to the state law that was passed in March of last year, calling for the creation of this mental health board in Milwaukee County, and that was meant to take decisions out of the hands of politicians and more thoughtfully consider these issues by mental health professionals and people with lived experience in the mental health system. So as a part of that, they decided, let's have an audit to see what should the future of mental health care in Milwaukee look like.
Now, before we get into the details, could you sum up, we've talked to you about this before, but what are the main problems they're trying to solve there with emergency mental health care issues in Milwaukee County?
Well, the problems really begin at the front door. So the minute somebody is taken into psychiatric care, emergency psychiatric care, they land in the emergency room at the mental health complex, and it's quite a complicated system. There's the clock starts ticking, for one thing, and those were guarantees meant to protect patients' civil rights. So those are important, but the reality is that the volume of people coming there, it's upwards of 60 to 70 people seen there a day, and there's not a lot of coordination. To be generous about it, there's not a lot of coordination in the system. And so what you have are people who get the short shrift. There's either long lines for care or they are basically put the psychiatric equivalent of a bandage on it and sent on their way. And there's not a very thoughtful administration of care. And that's compounded by the fact, too, that there are not adequate resources in the community for somebody who is starting to have problems finding care before it escalates to an emergency.
And as I read the audit and you're reporting on it, one of the hopes, one of the recommendations is not all of those 60 to 70 people a day need to go to this complex. They should be taken after first contact, maybe with police, into some community person-based care that isn't there right now. So what would that look like? What would the, according to this audit, better solution be?
Right, so that's exactly right. I mean, if you think about it, if you are starting to have problems and starting to feel paranoid or depressed, or it has slumped. You know, you're in a spot where you are really having trouble. You want to go into that care, you know, wholeheartedly, or you want to volunteer to receive that care. You don't want it shoved down your throat. And so, you know, if more services are available to you when you first start to feel not well, then you're more likely to accept that care. Whereas if you start to decompensate and your relatives call the police and the police show up and they slap some handcuffs on you and put you in the back of a squad car and take you out to the hospital, you're already in a mindset that is not, you know, conducive to getting much better.
But as things stand, is there that community resource that you can go to and maybe start dealing with those problems before the police are, in effect, the first provider of mental health care?
Well, not enough. And it's starting. People are, you know, after years of lip service and umpteen reports, you know, there's starting to be some movement in this area. And people are starting to see now, i.e. taxpayers and, you know, people making the decisions, there's starting to be some pressure put to bear on policymakers that they darn well better start to develop, you know, better community resources. So an example, instead of having just this one hospital out in Wauwatosa have crisis resource centers located throughout the city or the county of Milwaukee, so that if somebody is in need of some oversight but not needing to be behind a locked door and adjudicated, then, you know, there are other options, less severe options.
So the audit points out that Milwaukee County is unique in the state compared to everyone else, I gather, based on emergency detention. So when the police come into contact with somebody with mental health problems and decide they may need emergency detention, it works differently. How so?
So in every other state, every other county in the state, you need to be, the mental health professional needs to have approval by the county authority. So I start to have problems and the police bring me out to the complex. Before I can be admitted, that person, the people giving me, wanting to give me the care, needs to get approval from the county. In every other county except for Milwaukee. In Milwaukee, it's just the police bringing you out, and then that's where the decision is made. So there's a lot more coordination in all the other counties. You know, because of Milwaukee's size, it was determined that that this was a then more efficient way. But what has happened over the years is that people have become really so dependent on that building being there and those services being made available that they really don't tease out, does this person really need to be forced into care, or is this something that we can manage in a different way?
Now, there's been talk that this centralized mental health complex maybe isn't needed at all. It needs to be replaced with what you were mentioning, more dispersed community-based approaches. Does this audit back that up? Are they saying we need to move away from this complex, maybe even shut it down?
It raises that possibility. It doesn't come to any conclusions on that, but it urges, you know, that question to be further explored and lays out a number of scenarios, one of them being just closing the complex altogether and outsourcing all, you know, the care as is done in places like Dane County. So so those are options that are being considered. And, you know, now the Mental Health Board in Milwaukee County is aggressively looking at other options, including building a new facility. So they don't need that clunky building that is there now that was opened in 1979 at the time, considered state-of-the-art, but that was a while ago, and it's less than half occupied now, and that offers its own issues with long hallways and really the design of which is kind of a barrier to good modern psychiatric care.
Now, another piece of the puzzle in situations where there's a mental health emergency, as you've mentioned, the police are very often involved in that situation. We heard from Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett last week talking about new training he's implemented to help officers deal with mental health emergencies. How does that fit into all this?
Right. Well, I think that's one of the most exciting things to come out of mental health care in Milwaukee for a long time. And it came for a very sad reason, mm-hmm. you know, the Dontre Hamilton shooting death, and it was the Hamilton family that went to the city and said, we really need to see training for police officers. And we've been, you know, banging this drum at the newspaper for quite some time that the Milwaukee Police Force, you know, had in the neighborhood of 20% of the officers were trained in this crisis intervention team approach, which is the gold standard. Anyway, it's a fantastic idea. Now, does that mean that every police officer is going to be a mental health expert? Absolutely not. But 40 hours of training in what psychiatric illness looks like and what the medications are used and how to de-escalate a tense situation, you know, I can only think that that's going to be very helpful. So that was a fantastic development that happened just last week.
And Meg, I'm sure we'll be calling you in 2015 as this story keeps developing. Thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thank you.
That was Meg Kissinger. She's an investigative reporter for health and welfare at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.